South coast, dry sky, winter time. Best time, best place in springtime. So the water's warming up. You start getting the inedibles appearing there as well. Place fires at this time of the year. Springtime.
So we're moving along the course, like.
We like a sardine, but.
We're chasing the bait.
There you go. There you go, buddy. Hit it now.
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Well, hello and welcome to this week's Angler News Expert Series. And today's expert is Mr. Ray Thompson. Now, guys, I have been fishing with Ray for over 20 years. And all I get is a call, Vino, we are going. And I ask him where we are going. And he knows exactly where we are going to make sure we have a great trip. Which brought me to this week's show where I was thinking, all right, it's good to know where we are going, not just like getting a call from Ray to say we are going. And then we thought, let's do a six-month forecast on the Rock and Surf side. If you're an angler that lives on the KZN coastline, well, anywhere along the KZN coastline, and you want to plan your trips or plan what you're fishing for, plan your tackle, plan your baits, plan your holidays, we can decide by listening to the show. And we're going to decide by Ray Thompson telling us. So, Ray, thank you for joining us.
We're starting off with the winter season.
Yeah, so we're going to do this seasonally, right? So we've got three seasons left. Well, actually, we're at the tail end of winter. But we got spring and we've got summer. Now, let's start with the tail end of winter. We at end July, August, just touching on to September.
So, winter time, you definitely want to fish from Durban south. But I'll say south all the way into the Transkei.
All right.
And you're targeting fish, again, whether it's two questions you've got to ask yourself, whether it's going to be edible fish or inedible fish. Inedible fish, definitely want to go to the Transkei. Definitely, without a doubt, Transkei is the place to go. Especially in wintertime, you get a lot of big gray sharks that are returning after following the sardines. I've got to actually start off a little bit before this. So in KZN, we have the sardine run, which is a whole bunch of bait fish that come up the coastline and the sharks follow them. Once the sardines go past Durban, they pretty much go out to sea and do their thing out there.
Mm-hmm.
The sharks that return back to the south coast, lower south coast, and into the Transkei are big grey sharks. So that's the fish that you want to target as a big shark or a big inedible that you can catch anywhere from
all
the way through to the Transkei.
Are we getting other species of sharks as well? Are we getting bronzes? Are we getting hammers?
For big sharks, but they're all doing pretty much the same thing. They're all returning back down to the Cape. The bronze whalers, the grey sharks, all returning back to Transkei and that there. So after the sardines come, and that will be the late July, August period, that's when those big grey sharks, you can actually target them from deep water points in the Transkei. That's the area that you want to go. Whether it be Port St. John's, Bolompo, Sharks Point, doesn't make a difference. Any deep water point in the Transkei should hold in winter time. And now I say winter time, that July, August, September period should hold grey sharks.
Okay.
As long as the sea is flat.
Right.
And you can target them with live shad because the shad are obviously following the sardines up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an easy bait fish to get. Remember, the bigger the bait, the bigger the shark that you're going to catch.
Big bait, big fish. All right.
So, catch a shad, slide a shad, and the chances are good, you're going to catch a big gray shark.
But what if I want to catch edibles?
Okay. Same time of the year, edibles, same area.
I want to catch non-eds or eds, I would go South Coast, Port St. John's.
Transkei.
Transkei, yeah.
You find after the sardines are buggered off, you get a lot of shad moving up. Now, again, everything eats a shad. The garrick eat it. The carp eat it. The small hammers that come up from the Cape
eat
them. So there's a lot of fish that feed or prey on the shad. So South Coast, Transkei, wintertime. Best time, best place.
Okay, that's whether it's non-edibles, edibles.
Edibles.
That's the place to be.
That's it.
South Coast, okay.
Yeah. Summertime.
No, not yet, not yet. Before we go there, September, October, that's generally spring.
Spring,
right.
Okay, now, springtime, you tend to find that as the sardines have come up, they bring other fish species, like skates up, like the blue ray.
Yes.
So the blue ray feed on the sardines. They come up and they hit Durban in numbers.
All right.
Durban, North Coast. You don't get too many on the North Coast, but you can catch them all the way up to Umtanzini.
Yeah.
But you'll find Durban is pretty much the cutoff for those blue rocks.
Okay, some of the more popular spots around Durban.
Beachfront. Beachfront fires.
Okay.
That time of the year with the blue rays. And, of course, going down into our south coast.
So, but how far down? Wanna Beach or Scottsboro, Margate?
Okay. We're down to Margate. So most of those beaches will hold blue rays.
All right.
In that period that you're speaking about, our springtime. So that's another very popular fish that we can target as far as an inedible goes.
All right. Now, staying in spring, would I even bother fishing for edibles?
Well, you still got the garrick around.
Yeah.
You still got the cob around. You still got the shad around.
Okay. So there's still some good fish to catch. But would I still fish in Durban? Or would I go?
Of course you will. But further south is always better for edible fish at that time. So what is temperature? Sitting at that 21 degrees. Nice for those fish. It's what they prefer. But the shad will still be here. The shad stay into summer, yo.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm also thinking about this major section of KZN, which is called the North Coast, where winter and spring, it doesn't sound like I'm really even going up north.
Not really.
It's still too soon for what I...
Still too soon.
All right. Okay. Now, what fish am I missing out on?
Bronzebeam.
Oh, bronzebeam.
Springtime is a brilliant down to go and target the bronzebeam. And, of course, the shad on the south coast. The bronzebeam are prolific at that time of the year, all the way from the Transkei, all the way up to Durban, and into Ballito. Don't leave the poor north coast into Ballito.
All right.
Okay, so that's another edible fish that you can target.
So that would still be within that September-October period?
Yes, all the way down into October. Now, you want to talk about the north coast. I can see you aiming for the north.
Because we got so much action going on from Port St. John's to the south. It feels as though that's the only place I'm going to go and book on my accommodation. When am I planning my North Coast trip?
Spring.
Okay.
Springtime.
So it's spring. I'm going up north. What am I going to catch?
You can catch shad because the shad have moved up.
Is that?
Obviously, the garrick follow them. The cob follow them.
Yes.
All the way up to vital. Shad, cob, garrick. All the way up to vital. But it's a springtime thing. A very good spot that people have forgotten about is Matalan.
St.
Lucia.
Yeah.
That place fires at this time of the year. Springtime up there is excellent. You used to get the grunter run up there.
Yeah.
You used to get the mullet run.
Yes.
But as long as that river mouth stays open, that ecosystem stays open, those fish will start moving up there. And it has for the last 2 years, but people seem to have forgotten about it.
Yeah, no, that was our hidden gem. Of course, that was our annual trip, which used to be that grunter run, like you said.
Yeah, that's September, October. So definitely can go up there. Obviously, not the mind, you can't. It's no camping, no anything. Mm. But guys say it's St. Lucia. Those fish will still come there.
All right.
Yeah.
So now, I'm assuming this would be the same if we were planning a trip to Cape Vidal at that time. Would that be the time of the year to go to Vidal?
Definitely. Definitely.
Especially
for the garrick, especially for the cob. You start getting the kingies coming through at that time. So the water is warming up.
Yes.
In springtime. So the water's warming up. You start getting the inedibles appearing there as well. The sand sharks, the honeycombs.
Right.
And the blackfin. Obviously, they all year round there. But it's a good time to target them using live shad. There's a shad there.
Once
the water gets too warm and the shad start moving down, the sand sharks, the honeycombs also move down with them as well.
Yeah.
And we start getting them here again, Durban beachfront.
Of course. So that covers going into the end of spring.
Yeah.
Right? And we're all the way up the North Coast. We've been chasing the bait fish all the way from
winter. That's basically what you're doing, chasing the bait
fish. Chasing the bait fish. Now it's summer.
Yes.
Where am I fishing? Am I coming back to Durban? Because I know you're always running up and down the beach over here. Are we fishing North Coast? We see the North Coast boys catching huge fish, right?
Definitely Zululand area in summer fires.
Why?
Why? Because the flatfish pull in there, the diamonds.
Is it because of the water temperature? It's so hot?
That's it. And the winds.
Okay.
The wind is very important up in Zululand area. Unfortunately, that you can't plan when you do a long-term forecast. But predominantly, northeasterly is what you want. It makes that water go cold. It brings those flatfish closer in.
Okay.
You can actually target them. They're there, but you need that water to bring them in, the oxygen and whatever it is, the upwelling nutrients and that northeasterly brings in. That turns those fish on.
Okay.
It chases them closer in.
Does it not do that down the south?
It does, but you get less big flatfish, big diamonds.
Okay, because you all have chased the fish up over the last couple of months.
Up on the north coast.
Okay.
If you want to go and catch big flatfish and lots of them, you go north coast.
Okay.
And you get a lot of reggies, schlubbers, places like that.
Yeah.
Go and target it. Obviously, accommodation up there might be a bit of a problem. But You can go to Richards Bay. If the conditions are right, you can go and catch reddies in summertime there. And okay. At Gillard, don't get me wrong, honeycombs are guaranteed. Sandies are a guarantee up there in summertime. Hmm. And so are your diamonds. So those are the inedibles. Edibles become a problem.
Yeah, summer. Where do you find edibles in summer? And what, apart from Grunt's Bream at Bolito.
No.
Where would I go and catch an edible in summer?
It becomes a lot more tricky trying to target an edible. Your rock cod families. So you've got to go to places where there's a lot of rocks.
Okay.
With a lot of rock cod, you get pompano up there. Mm-hmm. You get the odd cob that's
well, South Coast
coming
is
down.
A rocky area. Would I not consider going to South Coast?
The water temperature is not ideal for catching flatfish.
No, I'm going back to the edible.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
sorry.
I was looking for rocky areas with the edibles.
Okay. Edibles, rocky areas, you will get the odd rock on that, but there's less fishing pressure on the North Coast.
Ah, okay.
So you tend to find a lot more rock hard reef fish on the North Coast than what you do on the South Coast. South Coast gets hammered.
Okay.
Rock hard get hammered on the South Coast.
Yeah.
So you don't get too many of them unless the sea changes and you have big sea and it chases them out of their holes and they look for new approaches and new places to stay. But let's go back to the inedibles.
Mm.
South Coast, you don't get a lot of ineds on the South Coast, the honeycombs, the sandies. It becomes a lot more difficult to plan your accommodation staying if you want to catch honeycombs, sandies, diamonds, like that.
Big fish.
Big fish. It's more wind driven. You can stay on the South Coast. You can plan to stay there. It's fine. You just got to wait for the right conditions to go and target those inedible fish.
Right.
Compared to being on the North Coast, where you're almost guaranteed to catch one.
Okay. So now, in a nutshell, from what I've gathered, looking for our next 6 months from winter into summer, we are chasing the baitfish. We're starting from the South Coast, Port St. John's, moving down to the lower South Coast, and then we're going to be fishing in Durban around September, October, and then December, move up.
What?
So we're moving along the coastline.
We like a sardine, but... Hold the bottom and walk.
Well, it's clean. What you said, we're chasing the bait.
We're chasing the bait. No, that's the way to do it.
Well, that's how we plan our rock and surf fishing. Picture yourself a predator chasing the bait. Ray, it's been an absolute pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much. At least now we know how to plan our next couple months, what we're fishing for, how to plan our tackle when we are buying it, or how to plan our accommodation if we are planning it. So, yeah, until the next one, guys.
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.